From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkey's prime minister says no to arming Kurds and fight for Kobani. Another disaster prediction for Ebola outbreak. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Turkey says it will not arm or agree to arms transfers to Kurdish fighters battling Islamic State militants for control of Kobani, the Syrian town just across the Turkish border. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called the embattled Kurdish forces equal to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which has waged a 30-year armed campaign for self-rule in Turkey. A high-level Arab League delegation met with Iraqi leaders Sunday, expressing support in the country's battle against the Islamic State. Edward Uranian reports.
The visit by Arab League chief Nabil al-Arabi and two other top diplomats to Baghdad appears to signal a rapprochement between Iraq and its mostly Sunni Arab neighbors. Al-Arabi noted he and his colleagues, Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Sabah al-Khalid al-Sabah and Mauritanian Foreign Minister Ahmed al-Tagdi, had met with Iraq's top leaders and were hoping to help stabilize the country in its conflict against Islamic State militants. Al-Arabi says the Arab League would like to see progress and stability in Iraq despite the difficulties it now faces. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The international aid agency Oxfam is appealing to European Union foreign ministers to do more to fight Ebola, a disease Oxfam says could be the definitive humanitarian disaster of our generation. The chief of the British charity, Mark Goldring, called for more troops, funding, and medical staff to be sent to Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia, the countries hit hardest by the epidemic. This is VOA News. Four civilians have been killed in new fighting between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Last month's ceasefire is mostly held in the region, except in the separatist stronghold of Donetsk. Sweden's military is searching its waters near Stockholm after detecting what it calls foreign underwater activity, possibly a damaged Russian submarine. Sweden's deployed more than 200 men, stealth ships, minesweepers, and helicopters to look for a man-made object it detected Friday. Sweden describes the search 50 kilometers east of the Swedish capital as an intelligence operation. Russia denies that any of its submarines are involved in the incident. At least 40 people remain missing and presumed dead after a deadly, unexpected blizzard struck a popular Himalayan trekking route last week. Nepalese search teams traveling by helicopter continue to scan high-altitude areas in what is gradually turning from a rescue to a recovery operation. At least 39 hikers are confirmed dead, among them Canadians, Indians, Israelis, Slovaks, and Poles, but mostly Nepalese porters. Many of the hikers were on Nepal's popular Annapurna Trail, where the storm produced avalanches. Hong Kong's leader is accusing foreign forces of involvement in the Chinese territory's pro-democracy protests. During a TV interview Sunday, Leung Chun-ying said the weeks-long demonstrations are not entirely a domestic movement. However, he declined to name the foreign countries he believes are behind the protests. Earlier in the day, Hong Kong police clashed with protesters, deepening a sense of impasse between the government and the pro-democracy movement. Associated Press said 20 people were injured. Official results from last week's elections in two Indian states show the Bharatiya Janata Party poised to make gains, strengthening Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who won a landslide victory in national elections 5 months ago. The Bharatiya Janata Party's large margin over its rivals put it on course to form governments in the northern Haryana and western Maharashtra states. Both states have long been bastions of the Congress Party and its allies. South Korean officials say border guards from the two Koreas exchanged gunfire Sunday. South Korea's defense ministry says the shootout began when a group of North Korean soldiers approached the military demarcation zone and did not retreat after the South fired warning shots. The North soldiers fired back in an exchange that lasted about 10 minutes. No casualties were reported. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.